On this Thursday, we're joined by Mike Tenura. He's a T-Storm weather in Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mike. Thanks for being with us. Let's start right in on this with the Corn Belt weather. Folks have been awfully concerned about the dry conditions, certainly across parts of Iowa, a large part of Iowa, and how that has spread into other areas of the Corn Belt. Can you give me your update and what the rainfall we did get looked like and how much help you might think it could have been?
Well, the big story is that August was the 27th driest of the last 125 years in the Corn Belt, and that includes the seven states essentially extending from Nebraska through Iowa, Illinois, and then on to the east. So it was pretty dry, and not only that, it was the driest since 2013. So it's been 7 years since we went through anything quite like this in the month of August. And with August being the most important month for soybeans, it wasn't exactly what they would have liked to have seen. So now we're sitting here in early September, and rain could still be beneficial to some areas. But the problem is that as you look outside, it's not raining anywhere. It's actually pretty dry still, and there's no rain on the horizon until we get into Saturday night and Sunday. At that time, we'll see a pretty large thunderstorm cluster form in eastern Iowa, northern Illinois, and Wisconsin. And that will include some of the driest areas of the central United States. But then the question becomes, is this rainfall well-timed? Well, clearly it would have been much more beneficial several weeks ago. So that debate is always going to continue regardless of what happens this coming weekend. Once we get beyond the weekend, a much larger system moves through. They'll produce fairly widespread rainfall across the central U.S. from Tuesday through Thursday. So when I talk to you a week from now, we'll be talking about how a lot of different areas saw some decent rainfall. And then again, it will come down to that question of, was the rainfall well-timed? I mean, the answer is definitely no, but there still could be some benefit from that. And that will be the big question and the big uncertainty going into the USDA report at the end of next week. And then the much more important one come October.
Yeah, uncertainty here in the United States, and uncertainty remains in other growing regions of the planet as well. For instance, parts of Europe, going into Eurasia, Ukraine, Russia have also been dry. That's been difficult for both, I think, the corn crop there. And you suggested to me sunflowers, which I think is right, and wheat, which has already been harvested, will be put in the ground again here pretty soon.
Well, I remember talking out loud about 10, 12 years ago. I don't remember the exact year, but it was more than 10 years ago. And looking around the globe and seeing dryness in different key areas of the world and thinking to myself, wow, this is pretty amazing to see all these key areas of the world all having similar types of problems with droughts going on back at that time. Now, it's been the opposite problem for a while, with most areas having been wet. It's almost been comical to see how much rain has fallen in different areas of the world, with the only real exceptions having been in parts of Australia with some bad wheat crops in recent years, and then a drought here, a couple of droughts in South America. But as we sit today, the story is a lot different than what it has been like, because it's been very dry in Ukraine and Russia. That's affected their corn and sunflower crops. To what extent, we'll find out here over the next couple of weeks as harvest begins. But the other concern regards wheat planting. Yes, it's a little early to be overly concerned about the winter wheat crops, but keep in mind that they plant now, and then they go into dormancy at the end of October and into November. It's been very dry over the last 2 to 3 months. There's very little to no rain on the horizon all the way through the middle of September, and they're planting now. So this is a story that may well come up later on, because if we have weak establishment in the fall, a lot of the time that results in reduced planted area. So that's something that we need to think about. We're also having a similar type of problem in Argentina and Australia, where it's been pretty dry here for a while, especially in Argentina. Right now, the wheat crops in both Argentina and Australia are jointing, with the heading phases about to begin in Australia and still about 3 to 6 weeks out in Argentina. But there's not much rain on the horizon for either of these locations. And that will also be a wheat story for them as well. And also in Argentina, they're planting sunflowers now. It's been very, very dry in the northern sunflower areas. And if we don't start to see some pretty good rain soon, that's going to become a factor. So we're dealing with droughts in Ukraine, Russia, Argentina, Australia, And even though the European Union has been a lot wetter as of the last 3 to 5 weeks, it's still been pretty dry in Bulgaria and in France. And those are some of your key corn and wheat export countries. So there's a lot of different things going on from a weather standpoint in agricultural areas of the world. And it's just going to take a little bit of time to see how all this works out. But the point is that this is not the same as what we've been looking at in years past, where it's been raining, it's been wet, it's been pretty ideal. That's just not where we sit right now. And how all this pans out, it's going to take a little bit of time, but we're certainly watching each one of these.
Hey, thank you so much. And we'll check in with you again next week to see if things have changed or continue down this path. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great being here, Todd, and we'll talk next week about it all.
That's Mike Tenora. He is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois.